Well, first of all, congratulations for being named KFM Teacher of the Month.
Thank you so much. What an honor.
Yeah, Anna Singleton, she nominated you. You know, she talked about how you were such an inspiration to her grandson, and just I'm sure you're a great inspiration to all your students. So we just wanted to say congratulations and for being named KFM Teacher of the Month.
Oh, thank you so much.
You've been teaching, what, 17 years?
Yeah, this is my 17th year.
What brings you back to the classroom every year?
Just being able to see, you know, that spark in a kid's eye and being able to make connections. And, you know, I think that one of the greatest things is just knowing that you can be like the person that a kid knows they can count on and knows that they can trust. And it's just awesome to be able to build those kind of relationships and watch kids succeed. So that's what keeps me going.
Yeah. And I think that's probably been really hard these days with all this e-learning because, you know, when you had the kids in the classroom, there was that, you know, that connection that you had with them. And maybe that's a little more difficult with this e-learning, isn't it?
It can be, definitely. I think that we've had to just get really creative and be brave and try new things. We've had to rely a lot on, you know, working with families to be willing to be flexible for us and we're being flexible for them. And everybody's just kind of working together and doing the best that we can. The nice thing about it is kids are really good at all of this e-learning stuff as far as using the computers. They're better than we are sometimes.
I bet.
So in a way, you know, at least we're very lucky that we have the resources that we have to be able to connect in this way, you know, without
Definitely.
Google Meets and, you know, the resources that we've been able to use, I don't know what we would do. So yeah. It's definitely been a challenge, but not impossible.
Yeah. What advice would you give, you know, first-year teachers? Now, could you imagine if this was a first year for a teacher, it'd be really hard.
Yeah. I would say to a first-year teacher, just put kids first. Kids, you know, as long as you show up every day and in your mind is at the front of your mind is just helping kids do their best and being there for them and paying attention to all of the other factors that are happening right now. You know, school is so important and academics are so important, but there's a lot going on in the world and kids pick up on all of that and they have the same stresses we have. So I think, you know, giving grace and having patience, just being willing to put yourself out there and not afraid to look silly sometimes is really the key.
Right. Did you have, you know, a teacher that really inspired you growing up that maybe pushed you towards teaching?
Oh, gosh, I had a lot of teachers who inspired me. I would say that the one that really pushed me to think about being a teacher, we call her Vic, Vicki Carlson. I went to Alwood High School. So she was an English teacher there. And, you know, just she was kind of one of those teachers that made me realize that it was okay to kind of think outside the box and try to do things that were maybe, you know, a little bit out of the ordinary to get kids interested. I also had a teacher at Western when I was studying there, Dr. Mary Jensen, who was a special ed professor there, was just a person that made me really, it solidified my, you know, my dream of wanting to be a special ed teacher. So,
and I think, you know, that thinking out of the box, it's probably really come in handy this year, hasn't it? With
it
all
has. Most definitely. Like I said, there are some challenges, but I've also learned some really cool new things that I will definitely keep doing once we get back in the classroom that are proving to be really awesome learning tools. And so I'm just trying to, you know, try to make every day a little bit better than the one before it and learn from my mistakes and be willing to try new things. So,
well, and I wondered if this e-learning and, you know, having to change the way you teach, if it gives you ideas for new ways of teaching once the kids are back in the classroom.
Yes, it definitely does. There's a lot of things. I co-teach with two other teachers at Lombard, and so I have some of my own pull-out classes, but I also get to co-teach in, like, the regular ed setting with Heather Galbraith and Michelle Jefferson, and we always talk about, hey, when we get back into school, we're still going to do this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because there are a lot of cool things that we've learned through this, so... There's always a silver lining.
There is, there is. Well, once again, congratulations for being named our Teacher of the Month.
Thank you so much. I just can't believe it. I was honored and shocked, and I cried.